Our guest today on the World Cafe, Amy Levere, never shook the country music her parents played for her as a kid in Louisiana, even while playing in punk bands in Detroit. Her second album, Anchors and Anvils, was produced in Memphis, Tennessee by Jim Dickinson and features the band she's with today, which includes Amy on stand-up bass. We'll start with this song, Overcome.
Empty dishes still sitting where I'm gonna leave it. This lamp hasn't been lit in quite a long while. The wick doesn't reach what's left of the oil. And the rain is coming, I'm overcome. These bad newspapers, they pile up unread. Dogs gaze out the windows, I know how they feel. Adventure, adventure, or sit by the door. Open, open, sesame, I'm overcome. Figurines, dripping faucets, laundry and dust. I hate to leave this a mess, but I must. Small little suitcase, small roll of bills, small walking shoes, and a whole lot to prove.
That's Overcome from our guest today. Amy Levere is playing live on the cafe, and it turns out to be the title track of Anchors and Anvils with the lyric in there. Great band, Amy. Who's playing live today?
Well, on guitar with me is Mark Miller. Mark lives in Nashville now. Say hi, Mark.
Hi. Good to be here.
On the drums is Paul Taylor, and on the violin is Bob Fergo.
We should also indicate that Amy's playing the upright bass today and holding down the bottom end of this. So as the song goes, Amy, how did you get to Memphis?
I moved to Nashville when I was 21 for a job there, and just regularly would visit Memphis. Some of the great shows that I wanted to go see were taking place in Memphis, and after visiting there a few times, I realized that it was definitely more my pace than Nashville. So I lived in Nashville for almost 2 years, and I moved to Memphis at 23, and I've been there ever since.
More your pace in terms of what the musical scene's like, or just the way
just
the city?
The whole bit. Yeah. The one thing I really do miss about Nashville is their beautiful landscaping. There's lots of wonderful flowers around Nashville, but otherwise, the pace of life is much slower in Memphis. It's just more conducive, I think, to being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
It was a much more fulfilling creative environment than what I was finding in Nashville.
Musically, it's interesting. This album, you do a song which I'd never heard, and you know, I always take everything at face value and assumed it was one of your tunes called That Beat, which turns out to be an old Carla Thomas track.
Yes, a friend of mine brought the song to me a few years ago. You know, just, Amy, this would be a great one for you to be performing live. So, and I loved it. And it came from a recording called Hidden Gems. And from what I understand at Stax, often what they would do is they would have these recording sessions where they would take, you know, four songs that was in their well of songs, and they would record all four in one night, and then they would pick the one that was the best of the four, and that would be one that would go on the recording. And they would do that night after night, thinking that this was the way to weed out the very best material. And what ended up happening is there is a whole slew of incredible recordings that never were released on the Stax label. And so, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that this was what this CD was about, called Hidden Gems, that was released on a European record label.
Well, this sounds great. So this is That Beat.
That Beat, sure. Thank you.
A hidden gem, indeed. That is that beat, song written by Carla Thomas and done today by Amy Levere, who's joined us live on the World Cafe with a great band. That's another one from Anchors and Anvils, the latest album. Now, you mentioned one of my favorite songs on your Pointless Drinking, which you didn't write, but I want to concentrate a bit on a couple that you do, because, Amy, you've got... You got this revenge fantasy thing going. I'm thinking about Cupid's arrow and killing him. You channeling things into songs here, or?
Well, it wasn't intentional. It was just as much a curiosity to me after the fact as it was nothing, you know, premeditated.
Okay, so it's second degree. Yeah. Okay, can you do one of those songs?
Sure. I'd like to play Killing Him. He didn't come home till the light of the day. He wasn't with her, he would say. Fought through the morning and all of the day. She'd have to kill him to get him to stay. Killing him didn't make the love go away. 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 She gave him everything that she had. Anything he said was bad. Love weighed on her heart like marble stone. Flash of a knife, he was gone. Said he would give her the sun and the moon. Now she has his 8x8 room. Killing him didn't make the love go away. Killing him didn't make the love go away. Killing him didn't make of him every night and all of the day. Missing her baby, she did away. Blowing kisses through the concrete sky, hoping they'd reach him on heaven high. Love weighed on her heart like marble stone. Flash of a knife, he was gone. Said he would give her the sun and the moon. Now she has it.
Great song. That's Killing Him from Amy Levere, who's playing live today. And as we mentioned, Amy plays the upright bass. And I'm trying to imagine, do you write on that? Because that song is kind of driven by the bass part.
I do write. I do write on the bass about half of the time. I'm not very competent at guitar, but I probably write on them about 50-50.
Yeah. Well, it makes that one really come alive. People may know Amy without knowing that they know Amy if they went to see I Walk the Line, because you played Wanda Jackson, one of the early rockabilly queen.
She was the queen of rockabilly.
Wow.
She really brought glamour to rockabilly music. I did portray Wanda Jackson in the movie, but most of it ended up on the cutting room floor. But it was a big honor for me to to portray her. I'd been covering a few of her songs for years, and so it was really an amazing opportunity. I had a lot of fun with it.
Well, what do you want to finish up with? What, another one of yours, or what's next?
I want to finish with a song that was on my first record. This was a tune that was written by Jimbo Mathis, and it's called Nightingale.
The silent song that sadness brings, sad as the song the nightingale sings. It's one I've learned since you've been gone. It's one I'll learn to sing from now on. Away, away, away from your door. So far away, I'll sail from this shore. The silent song.
Nightingale from Amy Levere's first album, finishing up our session today here in the World Cafe. Amy, thank you so much for getting up early.
I really appreciate you having us on.
It's a real treat. Amy Levere, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.